proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast. We continue to look at Jesus Christ's power over demonic forces. We realize that the Savior did not restrict his demon-expelling ministry simply to God's chosen people, the Jews. Matthew chapter 15 recorded an incident in which he cast a demon out of the daughter of a non-Jewish woman, who was referred to as a woman of Canaan. After the Lord first met this woman, he seemed reluctant to interact with her. When she persisted in her petition, he said, quote, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel," unquote. She continued to ask him for healing for her daughter, at which point the Savior stated that, quote, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs," unquote. Granted, Jews often characterize Gentiles as dogs. Nonetheless, such harsh phraseology appeared out of place for Jesus Christ. Why would he utter language that appeared to denigrate a woman in need? One possible explanation is that he utilized the term dogs as a test of her faith. He wanted to see if her injured pride would deter her from persisting. At any rate, the woman did not appear offended. Indeed, she responded, quote, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table," unquote. Jesus Christ proceeded to commend her for her faith and healed her daughter. This woman from Canaan served as a living object lesson for the Savior's exhortation, which he gave in the opening verse of Luke chapter 18, namely, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Matthew chapter 17 records another instance of Jesus Christ expelling demons from a non-Jewish person. After he descended from the Mount of Transfiguration, a man approached him. This individual cried out, quote, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water, and I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him," unquote. It would seem that this boy's affliction was physical in its origin. However, the context of the passage of Scripture made it clear that this was indeed a case where a demon had possessed the lad. The text mentioned that the Lord did not heal the boy so afflicted, but actually expelled a demon. Jesus Christ then turned and rebuked what he labeled a faithless and perverse generation. Who was he talking about? He probably wasn't alluding to his disciples. The term perverse was reserved for those who would oppose God, such as Elymas the sorcerer, mentioned in Acts chapter 13. More likely, Jesus Christ directed his remarks to those in the crowd who might have taken secret delight in his apostles' powerlessness. After the Savior cast out this demon, his followers asked him why they lacked the ability to have done likewise. He indicated that their powerlessness came from their unbelief, telling them, quote, "If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you," unquote. Note that Jesus Christ's opponents did not accept his power over demonic forces as any kind of proof of his being Messiah or being the Son of God. In fact, they attributed this power over demons to the devil himself, in effect, accusing Jesus Christ of having an unclean spirit. In the third chapter of Mark's Gospel, the Savior labeled such an attitude as constituting blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, namely, attributing the works of God to the devil. Jesus Christ's power over demonic spirits showed him to be, in fact, the Son of God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.